Marriage is the very foundation of human society. But it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney. I'm here to help.
Doug, good to have you in the studio. December 13th, Tuesday. Doug McBurney is a longtime member of Denver Bible Church.
Amen.
And you host your own radio show.
Yes, well, upon occasion.
Upon occasion.
Yeah, it's not really radio. It's a podcast.
That's not radio?
No. No, it's not radio.
Why
it's only
not?
Radio when I'm in with you because we're on a real radio station.
Real radio here. In fact, America's number one most powerful Christian radio station.
The 50,000-watt shining light for the gospel.
Yeah.
AM 670 KLTT.
And you know, Doug, every time I say that, and I've said that hundreds of times since we've been on, I started 20 years ago on AM 670
I know,
KLTT.
That's amazing.
Every time I say...
Congratulations to KLTT,
the most
way.
Powerful Christian radio station in the country, 50,000-watt AM 670 Every time I'm lying. Every time.
You are?
I lie every time.
Why? Why would that be a lie?
Well, I'll tell you what the truth is.
Okay.
The truth is, it's a 55,000-watt station, not wimpy like KOA, down on the dial, 50,000 watts. It's 55,000, but generally speaking, the most powerful AM stations are 50,000 watters.
That's right.
So it's just too confusing to add another five units.
Mm-hmm.
So we just say the 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT, the true blowtorch.
KLTT, I wonder what their name stood for. You know, back then, the initials used to stand for something.
K-Lite.
KOA was King of Agriculture when it first started.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That's why
I thought it was Campgrounds of America, and then they spawned the RV centers.
No, King of Agriculture, and KLTT must have been K-Lite. Yeah, the light.
K-Lite. That's right.
Jesus Christ is a light that came into the dark
of the world.
And fallen world. Yeah.
Hanukkah, you know, the menorah.
The menorah,
with the light in the middle represents the Messiah, who's the light of the world, and then he lights all the other lights.
Amen.
You know, that's not...
Unless he's at the White House, and then Obama just lights them all at once and gets the whole Hanukkah thing out of the way.
Gets
so
the date wrong, gets the whole thing wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not one of the Feasts of Israel, the seven Feasts of Israel.
No,
God gave.
It's a secular Jewish holiday.
In a sense, although it points to God, but Jesus did go to Jerusalem for Hanukkah.
That's right.
The New
it
Testament
says that in
says
the Bible.
For the Feast of Lights.
Right.
So there's a biblical relevance, of course.
Wow.
And Jesus would go where the people are.
That's right. Oh, because, now that reminds me, going where the people are. I was at... not to change the subject.
No.
But we've only got a half an hour.
Yeah. So get the Tebow talk out of the way.
No. No Tebow talk today.
Okay.
No, this is going to be a Tebow free zone. Well,
maybe
not.
I Tebowed Tebow, so you don't have to talk about him right now.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have to be a Tebow free zone.
No.
But I was in traffic court this morning, believe it or not, as I often am.
So then let's do that before we get to the real news.
Okay. Well, I think there might have been some real news made. So I'm in court.
Yeah, this is real news.
Yeah, I'm waiting my turn.
The crime beat.
Yeah, and I'm behind a couple of other defendants.
You're in court not as a reporter, but as a defendant?
As a defendant.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll have to get to the story.
Basically as a guilty as charged speeder, serial speeder.
All right.
But I'm sitting waiting my chance to talk to the judge and plead my case.
Yeah.
And there's two young men. I don't know how to describe them. There's someone that you'd run across at an Occupy rally. They had the mussed up hair, the little Scooby-Doo beard, the disheveled clothing, the wrinkled pants, the body odor, that whole thing. They had the little grommets in their ears that stretch out the lobes.
So in other words, they're guilty as charged. They're just guilty.
That's why you never make it on the jury, Bob. You're always thrown out of jury duty.
I always get thrown off of the jury pool. That is true. But so they're guilty, but we're not quite sure of what.
Right.
They're guilty of...
they're guilty of being the guy you do not want your daughter to bring home and say, Daddy, I want to marry him.
Okay.
They're guilty
of
that.
So they're guilty
of
something, but when they're charged with a crime and you're in court, you do have to look at the actual evidence.
Yes, you do.
To see if they actually did something wrong.
Yes. And so it was weird because it went on for quite some time. I was actually sitting back there trying to look at the judge through the grommet in one of the guy's ears because I could get a perfect outline of his head through this guy's earlobe. It was like looking through the aperture on an M16. I could just get his head in there. Anyway.
We used to sell those on Bob and Yart Live. To stretch out your...
No, you never sold the ear grommets. We did the neck rings and I believe the lip plates.
Lip plates and
neck
rings.
You were ahead of your time.
That was back in the 90s.
That was 15 years ago.
To stretch out your lips. They're bigger and bigger ones.
Right. We offered packages.
Yeah, and the biggest ones, they had the BEL logo inside so that when you talked, you'd flash the promo for the show.
Yeah.
And we had the neck rings.
Progressive, you could get a subscription for those. Yeah. And I think we sent out one a month.
Every month. And your neck gets longer and longer as you snap it in place.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I remember seeing those.
We were ahead of the curve on the whole tattoo and piercing thing.
Yes, I used to stock the shelves with the lip plates, the neck rings, the gay away, the dyke off, all that stuff.
Cheryl and I raised 7 boys, and if ever any asked, Dad, do you think I could get an earring? I would say, as long as it matches your purse and your shoes, yes. Otherwise, no.
Oh, man.
So they never did.
Now I've lost my train of thought. Oh, so I'm behind these two Occupy types. Yeah, the guilty people. And they've been charged. They were on their way to a concert, and they were charged with an open container of tequila. The police smelled the strong odor of marijuana when they rolled the window
Emanating from the car. That's called a hot box.
Yeah, yeah. They smelled it. You know?
Remember the pothead in California a week ago? Had a 2-year-old or a baby in the... In a car seat.
Yes.
And his friend just went to a dispensary, got in the car, and lit up right away.
Yeah. And the windows apparently were open. When they rolled it down.
The windows were closed.
The smell of pot hit the cop in the face like a frying pan. It was so strong.
Wow.
And there were comments. You know how people can comment now on news stories? I really like that, by the way. I do that sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
There was a comment about 2 or 3 down on that story. Where someone said, that was the best favor they could have ever done for that kid. Marijuana is a medicine given from God.
Right. A typical pothead comment.
A 2.5-year-old child, for crying out loud.
Right.
Guilty of nothing. Well, anyway, I'm behind the 2 guys like that who were on their way to a... I can't even make a modern musical reference. I was going to make a reference. They were probably on their way to a Fish concert. I don't know. I don't know who anybody is anymore. That Fish is probably out of style.
Modern music?
Yeah.
Britney Spears.
No, Bob, that's like 15 years ago.
Oh,
we're so out of it.
The Carpenters.
No, well, I just don't know. But they were on their way to a concert, and now the judge, they made a guilty plea, so the serious charges were dropped, and they copped to some bogus, phony, baloney charges. But the judge decided to admonish these young men, and he gave them a little lecture about not bringing their marijuana and their open bottles of tequila to a concert because don't you know there's a lot of police who are going to be there?
And they're going to want to share. Doug, I've had cops tell me for 20 years that at concerts in Colorado, everyone is stoned. Everybody is stoned.
Yes, almost.
You just go there and you get stoned if you're not smoking yourself.
Yeah, that's generally true.
This judge is, so the judge didn't say it's wrong.
Never once did he say
it was wrong.
You
shouldn't be a pothead. You shouldn't get drunk.
You shouldn't be driving down the street
immoral.
Drinking tequila.
It's wrong.
No,
he just said, didn't you know you're going to get caught?
Yeah. That's all he said. Didn't you know you were going to get caught?
And these guys could have said, hey, man, we've gone to a dozen concerts, and nobody wants to catch us. They just want to share.
Yeah. Anyway, so the judge had no moral guidance for these young men at all.
Just when you get high, make sure you're not going to get caught.
Right. That's pretty much what he said. And these guys are chuckling like, yeah, dude. Yeah. Sound like Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
And see? Now another lame, out-of-date reference. They've been off the air for 10 years. I haven't been into the media for... Mm. I think since I joined Denver Bible Church, I don't participate anymore.
Yeah.
And so I'm about 10 or 15 years behind the curve. But anyway, that's
it was
what
a Kelly
like
Klinger concert.
Kelly Klinger.
Yeah.
No, she's cool.
Yeah.
She's good.
She's great.
There could be pothead drunk
stoners. She used to sing on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah?
Kelly Klinger.
Yeah. Doesn't she have an awesome story, though, that
she does.
She told?
She was great.
She's pro-life now.
She's hardcore pro-life. She became a Christian. She sang backup for Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And she was singing in a mega church in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And the pastor stopped the service and said, one of the women in the choir is pregnant.
Whoa.
She needs an abortion.
Whoa.
We're going to pass the plate to raise the money.
Get out of here.
This is a mega church. Okay. And Kelly Klinger walked out. She was up at the front, on the front of the church.
Wow.
She walked out and left the church.
Good, man.
That was her statement of protest. Good for her.
The only problem I have with that is that she didn't run. But, you know, I can understand. Well, yeah. Now, let me finish, Bob, because we talk a lot about justice on this show.
Yeah, we confuse. We get distracted.
That's okay. That's because we're having a good time. And people are having a good time listening. Should we invite them to call? We really don't have time. I've got
a lot of stories. But just in case, 1-800-8-NYARK, 1-800-836-9278, 800-836-9278.
All right, so I'm sitting in court contemplating how I'm going to throw myself on the mercy of the court just to reduce the fine. I've already agreed to lie in court with the DA, but I'm waiting my turn behind these two Occupy types. And at the end, Bob, the judge imposes the fine, and he asks these two stoners if they can pay today. And they both look at each other, no, dude, no. And the judge said, well, gentlemen, when you were told you had to come to court, didn't you understand that money would be involved? And I almost fell out of my chair.
He's just laying it right on the line. This is not about right and wrong.
Right. There's not even a veneer of right and wrong
this
anymore.
This is about revenue.
Yeah, this
and
is about
we've
revenue.
Said this for 20 years on the show. They make such a show about a conflict of interest.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they find you guilty, you give them money as though that's not a conflict of interest.
Yeah, yeah.
There should be no fines. No. Fines should not be a part of a criminal justice system because it makes millions of people believe that the system is a scam and it's designed to get money from, you know, and so you're a drunk driver, you're going to give a lot of money.
That's right.
If you're a drunk driver.
Yeah. All right. Now, I know we're having a good time, but apparently we've got Dave out in Lakewood who might want to participate in the broadcast. Let's go to line 7.
It's going to take us a minute because our producer is T-Bowing.
Hey, Doug,
we were in Vail last weekend with my family.
Yeah.
And we're going to let the kids go. We're going to let the kids go snowboard in Vail.
Yeah.
And it's too crowded because they had the World Cup skiing. Downhill
slalom. Oh, that's right. I heard that was going on up there.
And the gal who won the first overall Cumes, she won it. She took home the gold.
Yeah.
When she went up to receive her award, she got down on one knee. Thank God. And she T-bowed.
All right.
And how's
Praise
that?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Man, that is awesome.
It's fun.
Now, wait. Did I finish my story? Dave, hold on a second.
Yeah, finish the story, and then we'll go
all
to
right,
Dave in Lakewood.
Oh, I just wanted to to say that I participated, as much as we're making fun of the justice system right here, and as much as they deserve to be ridiculed,
yeah.
I went into the DA. I agreed to lie about the events surrounding my crime. He agreed to allow me to lie.
Obstructed windshields?
Defective headlamp, I think.
Close enough.
When actually I was speeding.
Even that shouldn't ever happen. There should be no such thing as plea bargain.
Right.
Because it's the system teaching people to lie to the judge.
Yes.
And so it's inherently immoral.
Mm-hmm.
But our system doesn't know right from wrong.
No.
We have the best system in the world, which means we have the highest paid lawyers in the world.
I think that's
and
what
And so
that
the
means.
System is a colossal failure.
And I participated in it willingly. I lied in open court, and then I paid the court a certain amount of money, a lot of money as a matter of fact, a certain amount of money. For speeding. And they agreed to allow me to lie in court as long as I paid them money. And now everything's and that we've made
well,
nice.
Well, the speeding
now.
Is, you know, primarily it's another fundraising opportunity for city and county governments.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be. There shouldn't be fines.
No, it's ridiculous.
So speeding is the privilege that wealthier people have.
Yeah.
It's like paying for a special license so that you could drive faster. than the poor slob who can't afford the speeding ticket,
right.
and he has to go the limit.
Yeah. In fact, I'll tell you, when I first got laid off back in 2008 at the beginning of the Great Recession, I got laid off, and I was terrified. I drove the speed limit until I started making money again, and then and then I didn't care anymore.
Yeah. The fines are – it's a scam.
Yeah.
And some county sheriffs – not to mention Pat Sullivan.
No.
Some county sheriffs have been known to say, I do not want any of my officers wasting time writing traffic tickets.
Right.
And then the county commissioners changed the rules so that the money from the traffic tickets goes into the sheriff's department's budget.
Uh-huh.
And then next day, within 24 hours, every officer is going to write a minimum of 3 tickets a day.
And how do you spell conflict of interest?
Right.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
All right.
Anyway, so, but I participated because I don't – years ago, I fought one of these tickets, and I wanted to stand up and say, this is a racket. I'm not going to lie in court. The judge wouldn't allow any – I said, Judge, you're – the prosecutor right there just asked me to lie in the other room. He asked me to lie. And the judge said, you can't – he sent the jury out of the room.
Been there, done that.
So I'm not going to fight it anymore.
Got
the
shirt.
I pay the money.
Got the jumpsuit. Got the special sneakers. I know what you're talking about.
Got the
Doug.
Patrick J. Sullivan Detention Center commemorative wristband.
Lakewood, Colorado. Dave, welcome to Bubba Neert Live.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for letting me butt in on your discussion.
You're welcome, sir.
Just last month, my wife and I were able to go down into Central Texas, and we went to the Dinosaur Valley State Park, and right outside there is the Creation Evidence Museum. That is run by Dr. Carl Baugh.
So you're in the Palexi River Basin.
Yes.
Outside of Glen Rose, Texas.
Right.
And Dr. Don Patton, did you hear his name while you were there?
Well, I heard his name, but he wasn't there.
Yeah. We flew him up here recently, and he presented at the Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship, and it was a stunningly fabulous presentation.
Right.
But go ahead. You share, Dave, what you want to share.
Well, we were there on a day that it was closed, but they had a tour going in there. We thought, well, we'll sneak in with them. Well, they wouldn't allow that because it was a specialized tour. Instead, they took us to...
you had to pay a fine.
Well, they took us down the road a couple of miles and through a gate on private property, and a Dr. Sharp was there with a group of about 40 young students from Christ for the Nations Bible School in Dallas.
Wow.
And we were just literally 5 or 6 feet away from a dinosaur track.
Oh,
I mean, the dinosaur track has, it's a trail that has many tracks in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we were blessed with like 30 minutes of lecture there and just open up for discussion and everything. And then 2 days later, they were open and we got in on a tour where Dr. Carl Baugh, who is the director of the museum.
Right.
And his associate, Dr. Junkins, and we just were tremendously blessed with the presentation there that was meant for these students. But the you know, the thing that in that museum, he has the actual footprints of the dinosaur and the human footprint.
Well, Dr. Don Patton has excavated around the world.
Uh-huh.
Archaeologist, paleontologist. He's excavated the world's longest dinosaur tracks, longest continuous tracks. Doug McBurney and I are looking at
this
photos
online.
Of them right
are
now.
Are you saying this is a credentialed, like an intellectual?
He's not only an extraordinary scientist, he was in Israel and he was one of the excavation leaders for one of the big digs in Jerusalem just recently.
Wow.
Right near the Pool of Siloam, and I've got photos. We've interviewed Dr. Don Patton. So the evidence that these human footprints are intermingled with dinosaur footprints, the evidence is tremendous. And the creation ministries, like Answers in Genesis, they say, well, you shouldn't use this information because of arguments against it.
Yeah. There's.
But their arguments are 15 years out of date.
Huh. Like my knowledge of pop music, just 15 years
right.
out, just gone.
Right. It is so powerful. And what they've done is they've not only excavated these tracks, but then they've taken three-dimensional cross-sections, and they've showed beyond any doubt that these are original footprints laid down contemporaneously, human footprints with dinosaur footprints.
They do that with a spiral CT scan.
Is that right?
Yeah, which is
pretty sophisticated.
Because you could see the layers beneath the footprint
right.
and how they were deformed
by the toes and the heel.
They're
compressed with the weight of the, right. of the animal or the man.
And so if these footprints were carved after the fact as a fraud, which can't be true because of all the video evidence and all the eyewitnesses as these tracks are being excavated, but even if that were not true, then coming in after the fact forensically, you see that these footprints were not carved.
Right.
Yeah, wow. Very powerful, Dave. I'm so glad you've brought this up.
Well, I have a greater blessing to share.
All right.
There were at least four groups of young students while we were there going through here from about 40 different states.
Mm.
And maybe 15 different countries.
Wow.
And they were going through and getting this information and these professors
yeah.
giving them some of the best presentations I've
well,
ever seen.
Well, the creation.
I just got so encouraged.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Dave, the Young Earth Creation Movement, also known as the Biblical Creation Movement, is exploding in popularity in the quality of research materials available, DVDs, books, debates. The world is being flooded with fabulous information, including that there are soft tissue T-Rex
in the dinosaur,
how about that?
Proteins out there.
Well, I got so encouraged just because of the number of young people learning this stuff.
Amen.
And it gives great hope for the church.
Amen,
you're right.
Brother. Praise
right.
the Lord.
The three greatest assets right now for the body of Christ to use to change our culture for Christians who are preaching the gospel are the Young Earth Creation Movement, the Christian Homeschool Movement, and the Personhood Movement.
Amen.
These are the three tools that the body of Christ can use as we preach the gospel to make the greatest impact and reach the most people with the message of Jesus Christ, with the gospel.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, you're welcome.
God bless you, Dave.
Appreciate that.
Thanks for the report from the front lines out there,
Dave.
With the, you know, it's like the story from the Bible. I forget which prophet it was who was all depressed, and he told God, "I'm the only one, and they want to kill me." And
Elijah.
And God said, "No, I've reserved for myself
7,000
men
who have not bowed the knee to Baal."
That's right.
And well, now Tim Tebow. Is bowing the knee.
He's bowing the knee
to the Creator God.
Yeah,
but you don't bow the knee to Baal.
No, and it was funny, Bob, when you said the Young Earth Creationist Movement, also known as the Biblical Creationist Movement. I almost said also known as the Homeschool Movement.
Yeah,
I almost
said
that. They are all kind of synonymous.
Yeah.
Well, now Dave has thrown a scientific curveball in here.
Yeah.
Caught me off guard a little with
that. But we could go back to our news stories.
No, I've got something I want to ask you about.
All right.
This has to do with science. You've heard of NASA's Kepler mission?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're out there. They're searching for Earths. And they reported late last week that they found a planet.
They want to find one like Earth.
They want to They want to find a planet. I think they want to find liquid water. They want to find a
Johann
habitable...
Kepler would be turning in his grave right now if he were in his grave, but he's in heaven.
Yeah.
So
good point.
Kepler identified that the planets were made the way the Creator God wanted them to be made.
Right.
And Isaac Newton, who helped us understand gravity, said, no, this solar system did not form by a condensing gas cloud, a nebula. That's not possible.
So
the planets go as the Creator designed them to go. These are the greatest minds in astronomy.
You're implying that there were people around back in the time of Isaac Newton that were promulgating ideas that the universe was not created by God.
Descartes.
So this isn't a new thing.
Was he a Frenchman?
Descartes?
Yeah.
Sounds French.
Plane.
Yeah, was he against God?
He's such, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll assume he's French.
All right, such a troublemaker. Because, you know, Isaac Newton said, no, that's not possible.
Right.
And everything we've learned to date adds to Isaac Newton's intuition that the solar system, the sun and the planets could not form from a condensing, swirling nebula.
Right, and it's almost as if the Earth is a very special creation.
Very special. But so they want to find
NASA,
another Earth.
NASA, in a desperate attempt to try and gain back some of the funding or some of the prominence they've lost,
yeah,
they're looking for a planet that matches. So they found, they say, a planet that is in a, quote, habitable zone, unquote. Now, the term habitable zone is in quotation marks.
Right.
Which means that that's not necessarily exactly what it means.
Right.
But for some reason, that's the language they wanted to use. Well, they found a planet where they think liquid water could exist, and they say they've got about 1,000 other new planet candidates out there that
they're looking at.
To go look at, and they want you to call your congressman, I think, and make sure that they get funded. I'm not sure. Well, they want to find a planet that's a lot like Earth so they can finally prove that Earth isn't very special, I think.
So they say that they're coming closer to finding Earth's twin.
Yeah, this is a milestone, they said, on the road to finding Earth's twin.
Now, the funny thing about that is you could only find a twin if there is a twin. Like if you look for Tim Tebow's twin.
Yeah.
Third time I mentioned him.
Yeah.
If you look for his twin, how close are you going to come?
Well, I don't think he had a twin at birth, if I'm not mistaken.
No, in fact, his mother was urged to abort him.
Right.
And what an example, because we've often said for 20 years on the air, just imagine you abort Mozart.
Yeah, you abort
because you think you're doing the world a favor.
Yeah, you abort.
And really, you're a murderer.
Yeah.
That's what you are. You kill a child because you convince yourself you're doing the world a favor.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Tim Tebow's mom, Pam, was told to have an abortion because there was a serious complication.
Right, I remember.
No, I'm not going to do that. Now we have Tim Tebow. Yeah. Well, if you're looking for Tim Tebow's twin, you're not going to find him because there is no twin.
So even if you have the highest tech equipment and the most sophisticated search,
you get everybody who's 6 foot five, who could throw a football, who's 280 pounds.
Well, he's not that big. 225 maybe.
All right, whatever.
He's a big guy, though. I wouldn't want him running over me.
No. So,
but you could look high and low.
You'll find all those guys, and you're not any closer to finding a twin.
You're not going to find a twin.
And they think this is a big deal because there might be liquid water. And they say, well, if there's liquid water in the early, in the primordial ooze.
Yes.
That's how life could have begun.
It could spring into existence.
Right.
But
from
we do need
inanimate matter.
We need the liquid
to
water.
To life.
Yeah.
And here's the stupidity of that, Doug.
Okay.
First of all, if life was ever going to spring from death, from non-life, today in the world, there are trillions of organisms, all kinds of plants, animals, and microorganisms.
Yeah.
And they die every day. Trillions die.
True.
And as they're dying, as they die and they're decomposing, those chemicals, they're all there. All the chemicals you need for life,
oh, yeah,
they're
right.
all there in the ooze.
That's right.
Everywhere with liquid water, perfect range of temperatures, and life does not spring from non-life.
Wow, now that's right.
So we have a world filled with laboratories, billions of laboratories, where life could just spontaneously ignite, and it doesn't happen.
And
they think if they found a drop of liquid water somewhere,
right,
that means life could start there.
It's amazing. There's a line in the Bible that you'll strain out a gnat, but you'll swallow a camel whole?
Swallow a camel.
That sounds like it was written for those guys.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to evolve, if your leg is going to evolve into a wing, you're going to have bad legs long before you get good wings. Can't they figure that out?
All right, and you can tune in this Friday to Real Science Friday. You can go to KGOV.com, go to the store, and look at the science resources. They're awesome for Christmas.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Fred and I are getting ready for Friday's show, and we're having a blast. And, yeah, you can help us out here at Bob and Your Live, checking out our store at KGOV.com, or call us 800-8-NYAR, and you can get materials for Christmas still.
Children are a blessing from God, but when parents reject and ignore His wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.